Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, mess.
It's the morning mess. It's time for another one. Staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Helen?
Morning.
Hi.
Miss Helen, we heard there's problems in paradise with your man Mason. What's going on, love?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, okay, so I'm just a little weirded out by him. We started dating before the quarantine, right? We did the whole quarantine dating FaceTime thing. You know what I mean? Like, keep things going.
yeah. Wink, wink.
Romantic time. So the thing is, now the order has been lifted, and he says he's too busy to hang out with me. I thought he would be rushing to meet me. And he says he's too busy with work and the boys. And I thought he would want to come see me. But I know for a fact that he texted his boss asking for the weekend off. Like, he straight up asked for the weekend off. I know. I saw that he did. And he's not hanging out with me. Like, he hung out somewhere else. I don't know. I know he took the weekend off. I know he didn't have to work, okay. And he said he had to work.
Okay. I believe you. We believe you.
Ooh-wee. Okay. You got me stressed out.
Question. When you're talking about the boys, are you talking about his children or are you talking about his friends?
Like, his guys.
Okay. So, they're his friends. I don't know. I can get why he would want to go and hang out with his friends, because it's been a long time since I've been hanging out with my friends, too. But how do you know that he took off from work? Like, how did you see that text? Are you hacked into his thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, no, I peeped. Like, I, the thing is, like, no, we saw each other really briefly for a second. And, like, I checked out his phone while he went to the bathroom. Mm.
Love that for you, girl. But every time you do that, every time you go through your man's phone, I feel like you always find something that you're not really going to like.
Right. I know. It was just like he just put it on the table. It was just open.
She backtracking.
Oh, God. So you saw it. He went to go hang out with his friends. Now you think you're going all the way and thinking that he's cheating on you. Is it because you know that he might be cheating on you with, like, a certain somebody?
I don't. I just think he's cheating because he lied about working. And that's it's the natural conclusion for me to draw.
Honestly, I understand. I know it sounds a little crazy, but he could have been honest with you and been like, hey, I haven't seen my friends this whole quarantine either. I saw you for a little bit. I would really like to go see them, instead of lying to you and telling you had to go to work when he didn't.
I get it, but it was like a millisecond. Like, he dropped something off, peed, I looked at his phone, and he left. Like, it's not like we hung out.
Oh.
Okay. So you definitely don't think he's just hanging out with friends. He might be hanging out with somebody.
I think so. I really do.
Right.
You sound like you walk around with a Swiss Army knife. How in danger is your man Mason if he is cheating on you?
I mean, I guess he'll just have to find out.
Just to be clear, because I'm not totally sure I'm convinced he might be cheating on you. If he's not, when we do this vacation setup up next, I'm going to call him up. I'm going to offer him the free romantic weekend stay, ask him who he wants to bring. If he says your name, like, do you want us to just hang up so that you can pretend like none of this ever happened? Or do you want to, like, let him know, like, hey...
Yeah, let's pretend nothing happened. I don't want him to know I saw his phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, after that laugh, you crazy. Like, I hope Mason's not cheating on you. For real.
Me do.
Yeah, there's different levels of laughing. You up there, Miss Helen. All right, well, we got his number.
No, I'm just nervous because I'm freaked out. I just don't want him to be seeing someone, you know? We put all this work in over quarantine, you know what I mean?
Right.
Totally. Yep.
I hope he's not cheating for his health. We got his number. Mess, you ready to call?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What the hell? Staycation setup. Sub next. Morning Mess. Pray for this man. Live 115, Morning Mess, inside the staycation setup. We spoke to Helen.
Hello.
Now, Helen, you let us know. Admittedly, you went through your man's phone real quick, and you saw that he might be talking with his boys, a weekend getaway with his boys, but you really think that was a weekend getaway with another girl.
Yeah, well, basically, he asked his boss for work off, and he says he was busy with boys and work, and he didn't see me. So, you know, I figured he'd be rushing to see me after quarantine.
And do you know his friends? Like, were you able to, like, maybe even ask one of his guy friends on the low on Instagram or something? Like, hey, did you guys go out?
I mean, not really. We've been dating, like, you know, for a few months prior to quarantine. It's not like I know anybody too well, you know?
Helen, and I have to say, I'm so glad you didn't do that, because then that would have made you seem a little more crazy than you do right now.
Right?
So, you know, I think the best thing to do right now is not assume, because he might have been called into work after he asked. Maybe his boss didn't give him the weekend off, so I think we should just call him and hear what he has to say.
Okay.
Put down the butter knife. Here we go.
Hello,
am I speaking with Mason?
Yeah, this is him. Who's this?
Mason, hi. Glad I got you on the line. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel, and I'm actually calling with some really good news. So you have been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway, putting you up in a penthouse suite, adding in our honeymoon package, and I was calling to confirm details with you, but I wanted to congratulate you on being our grand prize winner.
No thanks, man. I'm good. Sounds like a bullshit scam to me, man. I don't got the time for this.
Oh. Well, I want you to know this isn't a scam. We're actually looking to give this to you since we just opened up, hoping that you could review your experience on Google and Yelp. We're new, so we want to build our presence online, hoping that you could help us with that.
I guess.
Okay. That sounds good to me. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. I'm going to get started with your reservation, if that's all right.
Yeah, okay, this is for real, yeah?
100%. I promise. No deposits, fees, or taxes with the weekend stay. You'd only pay if you decide to get room service.
Okay, so you're not going to ask for, like, my credit card and stuff like that?
Not at all.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. So, Mason, what we do to start off this free romantic weekend stay is we leave a personalized note. It is addressed to your guest. And to start that weekend off right, I wanted to see if you had the special message you'd like to leave your guest. I can write that down when you're ready.
I guess just go with finding together again, baby.
Okay, I have that down, Mason. My next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Full name is going to be Jackie with like K-I-E and then...
Who the f*** is Jackie?
Hello?
So, Mason, really quick, we do have to let you know you're actually live on the radio right now on Live 101.5. We're the Morning Mess.
What's going on?
Yeah, your girl Helen's on the line. She put us up to this.
What's the point? What's going on? What's the point? What are you calling me for?
To see if you are cheating, and you are.
What are you talking about? We're on a break. I'm not cheating.
She about to break your neck.
Yeah.
Yes, we both said, and you sent me flowers for happy 1 month, like a total dork. What? We're on a break.
Oh, I haven't even seen you in like 3 months. That's kind of like a break.
The whole country's been in quarantine, dude. What am I doing getting on the Zoom with you then?
But we never talked about like anything exclusive or like you need to relax.
How many other girls were you Zooming?
Hello.
That's none of your business. I'm allowed to have options.
He's looking at that poon on Zoom. What?
Oh, my gosh. Ew. That's disgusting. So, wait. Did you guys establish that you two are in a committed relationship together?
As far as I thought, if somebody's sending you one-month anniversary flowers, I mean, who does that unless they are?
This isn't making any sense. Like, I don't know what your problem is. Like, I'm allowed to date around and stuff. We're not exclusive, you know? I don't know.
So, has there been, like, rules in this relationship? Are you guys in a committed relationship?
I mean, I've never been in a relationship with somebody talking about, like, doing, you know, what we did over Zoom and not had it been committed in a way.
Wait, hold up. What were you doing on Zoom,
Joey?
I just thought we were having fun and dating, like, nothing exclusive at all.
Okay, well, I'd love to know what Jackie thinks. I want to know what Jackie thinks of your relationship. What kind of relationship does she think you're in?
Let's start a Zoom meeting with Jackie, Mason, Helen, and the Morning Mess and get down to the bottom or top of it at this point.
Let's not.
Who's better on Zoom? Mason?
I don't know, man. It's all good.
Gross.
It's not even about that.
It's all good. No. It's all the same.
It's all good, baby. He turned into Notorious D-O-R-K real quick. You saw him?
Wow.
D-O-R-K.
This other girl, Mason, does she know about Helen?
Until I am committed to somebody, why am I going to throw my business out there when it's none of anybody else's business?
Who's been happy 1 month anniversary?
It was just like, we've known each other a month. It's been cool. It's been fun. Like, here's some flowers. You know?
What guy gives fun flowers?
That's a good point. A lot of guys won't even give romantic flowers, let alone fun flowers. Bryce. I mean, Mason.
Well, I guess I'm a different kind of guy. I don't know. I was just being nice.
Okay.
All right. So is this going to go anywhere, Helen? Do you want counseling services? You no longer want to date him, I'm assuming, or?
No, we're not dating. I don't need counseling for this dork.
Okay. Mason, you good?
I'm fine. Yeah, man. That doesn't bother me at all. I'm cool.
What?
Okay.
Okay. On the power vested in me, I now pronounce you broken up. You may not flip off each other.
Deuces.
What?
All right. He hung up. Helen, you still there?
Yes.
Okay. You okay?
Who does that right now?
Mason. Mason definitely did that. And yeah, I agree with you. No one gives fun flowers. I think he was just playing the game. He was playing you. And
who even has money for that right now?
Well, the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. Do you have someone on standby?
I don't know. Maybe I'll try to finally get in touch with one of his friends. You know what I mean?
Oh, there's an idea.
Find one of them.
Or you can
or
find
women, right, Anish? I hear you. Or women. You ever get interested in a woman?
That is not what I was going to say.
What? LGBTQ, elemental P.
Joey, that is not how it works. Girl, I am so sorry. You hold on 1 second. We're going to get you some counselors, okay?
Okay.
She didn't say no.
My God.
That's how you do a staycation setup, y'all. Yep.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.